This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome back. So I have a little bit of a confession. I am recording this while watching the Monday night football game. The Patriots are playing. That's my team. The game's on mute, but it is on. And I am fully committed to this podcast. I swear I am. But my schedule is just a little bit crazy over the next couple of weeks. And it's almost halftime. So the goal was to start a little bit during the second quarter and record through halftime. But I had to start a little bit before halftime started so that I could watch the full second half. Because, you know, even if they blow this right now, there's still the second half. So just true confession, not trying to hide anything, but this is real life, people. I don't have some fancy schmancy recording studio. It is me and my mic and the football game with the Colts about to score. But that's a whole nother story. Let's talk podcasting, because I have to finish before halftime is over. Sorry, just being real, keeping it real. Anyway, I want to talk today about FOMO, right? That is the acronym F-O-M-O that stands for fear of missing out. And I think that fear of missing out is a big part of what gets in the way for people when they really want to reach their goals, but then they find themselves repeatedly making choices that aren't going to get them there. And we know that consistency is the key, right? But what gets in the way of consistency? And one of the last episodes, I think it was episode 93, was on self-sabotage and being a quitter. And I said it was a little bit Elizabeth unplugged and uncensored, because I was off the cuff and pretty direct about the way that we sabotage ourselves and the way that we throw in the towel and quit. And that episode got some really strong feedback, mostly positive feedback. Some people said it was the very best episode with over 100 now. I think that's pretty awesome. I wanted to take it in a little bit of a more specific angle today, because we know that consistency is required. We know we can't go this pattern of two good days, two bad days, a good week, a bad week, a good month, a bad month. We know that consistency is key, but what is getting in the way? What are those things that lead to inconsistency? And I feel like there are two primary ones, and we're going to talk about both of them today. The first one is negativity, and the second is FOMO, this fear of missing out. Those are the two things we're going to dive into. But before we do, I want to really establish that when we talk about consistency, we aren't talking about perfection. We are not talking about perfection when we talk about consistency. And true story, the Colts just scored, so I'm not happy, but I am right here with you. I swear, people are going to be so pissed that I'm confessing that the game is on, it's on mute, it's almost halftime. But anyway, I'm going to say that again, because, you know, if I am distracted, you are distracted, and I am no longer distracted. I have turned away. All right. But when we talk about consistency, I do not want you to think that I am arguing in any way, shape, or form for perfection. I am not. Consistency and perfection are not the same thing. You do not have to have perfection to have consistency. Do you hear me on that? Because I think a lot of people really get confused. When I say consistency, you think you have to be consistently perfect, and that is just not true. The other day, I got an email from a regular listener, and she said something to the effect of, "Help, Elizabeth, I went out last night and I had French fries. I'm backsliding. Please help." And I love this woman, and I kind of feel like I know her, even though I don't at all. And I sent her a message back and I said, "No, you're not backsliding. You went out and you had French fries. French fries does not equal backsliding. French fries are just French fries. They are nothing more and they are nothing less. They are just French fries." And it just so happened that we had a consultation call the next day, and I said, feeling like eating French fries is a problem for you assumes that the goal you're setting out to achieve is to never eat anything that isn't fat loss friendly, right? If you feel like eating French fries one night out is a problem, then you are striving for perfection all the time, which is so crazy. That is waking up and saying, and I know many of you do this, and I used to do it too, waking up and saying, "Today I will only eat the perfect things." And she said, well, yeah, I mean, I kind of do wake up and shoot for perfection. Well, maybe there are people that are that way. Maybe there are people who only put the perfect fuel in their body. But you know what? 99.9% of us are not that way. We are not that person. And I know I say this over and over and over, but I still talk to dozens of people every single week who literally wake up in the morning and say, okay, today is the day I'm going to eat perfectly. Guys, that is setting you up to fail. And I hate to be the one to say this to you. You will not be perfect. You are not perfect. I am not perfect. But you do not need to be perfect to reach your goals. Please, you do have to be consistent, right? And like I said in episode 93, most of us cannot have treats every single day and get results. Heck, many of us, especially the closer you get to your goal weight, cannot have treats multiple times each week to get to your goal. That is the consistency that I want to talk about. And I think that this is very well represented by a quote about the persistence of water, right? And most of us have heard this. It says, a river cuts through rock, not because of its power, but because of its persistence, right? A river cuts through rock, not because it's so powerful, but because it is persistent. It is not like there's this just one flow of water that just barrels a path through rock. No, it's slow. It's over time. Do you think that that water travels that one perfect path every single time to make that groove, to make that cut? No, of course not. There's always the first time, right? And then there's always an alternate path. But the more frequently it travels that path, the more quickly and the more likely it's going to form that groove. That is how the grooves are formed, not from perfection, but from habit, from repetition over time. You do not have to make exclusively perfect choices to make progress. You have to be persistent and consistent. And I've never really thrown in definitions into a podcast, but I think that it's really appropriate here. So what exactly is persistence? Persistence is firm or obstinate continuance in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. So let me say that again. Persistence is firm or obstinate continuance in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition. So you are going to take these particular actions no matter what gets in your way. And then what is consistency? Consistency is the achievement of a level of performance that does not vary greatly in quality over time. So let's get real. Let's look at measuring ourselves against these definitions for persistence and consistency. How often do we employ these things? Does this represent what we do? Do these definitions reflect who we are and what we do? If they do, congratulations, you are moving towards your goals. If they don't, awesome, that's okay too. Now you have something to actively practice every day. Are we practicing consistency and persistence, or are we just thinking about them and realizing their importance but not putting them into practice? It is a skill, not a decision. It is something you practice. A decision is something that you do in your head. It's something you think about. I am going to X. But a practice is something you execute. You take action, and then you take repeated action. And we know this. We know these things. We know these things are required, but what stands in the way of executing and executing regularly? Oftentimes it's fear of missing out, and oftentimes it's negativity, and oftentimes it's both, and we're going to talk about those. And there's a quote about fear of missing out, or FOMO, by the author Brené Brown, and I will tell you this, read whatever you can get your hands on from Brené Brown, and I will link to one of my favorite books of hers in the show notes over at primalpotential.com. It's called Daring Greatly, and it is an awesome read, so you can get the link to that over on primalpotential.com. But there's a great quote from Brené Brown about this, and there's a graphical representation of it that one of the women in my group coaching program posted in our closed Facebook group the other day. And it is so exactly what many of us struggle with when it comes to our food choices. And this is what the Brené Brown quote says, and it's from Rising Strong. That's one of her books. It says, the fear of missing out is what happens when scarcity slams into shame. It's what happens when scarcity slams into shame. Fear of missing out lures us out of our integrity with whispers about what we could or should be doing. Fear of missing out, or FOMO's favorite weapon, is comparison. It kills gratitude and replaces it with not enough. We answer FOMO's call by saying yes when we mean no. We abandon our path and our boundaries and those precious adventures that hold meaning for us so we can prove that we aren't missing out, but we are. We're missing out on our own lives. Every time we say yes because we're afraid of missing out, we say no to something. That something may be a big dream or a short nap. We need both. Courage to stay our course and gratitude for our path will keep us grounded and guide us home. Honestly, guys, I can't say that any better. She is a best-selling author. She says that better than anybody. We are missing out when we say yes and we mean no. We are missing out on our lives. How many things have you given up because you don't feel great about your body, because you don't feel great about your health? We are missing out. It is a lie when you feel like, oh, it's not fair that I'm missing out on those cookies. We are missing out. We are saying no to our true potential. We are saying no to feeling confident, right? Courage to stay our course and gratitude for our path. And I'll talk more about that with the negativity part of this. Gratitude for our path. That will keep us grounded and that will take us where we want to go. Really consider, what is missing out? What are you really missing out on? Is it really missing out on pizza or alcohol or brownies? No, it's not. It's not missing out on those things. The real missing out is when you choose those things, because that's not really what you want. That is a lie. That's not really what you want. I know you. You're missing out on confidence, on loving your body. You're missing out on all the things that happen when you isolate yourself because you don't feel good about yourself. And you're missing out on the mental and emotional freedom that comes when you aren't any longer obsessed with food or dieting or weight loss, and the freedom that comes when you're no longer beating yourself up and constantly feeling guilty for your choices. That's what you're missing out on. Not the freaking brownies, not the alcohol with your friends. You're missing out on your life. You're missing out on your life. So when you go to that place of, oh, this sucks. Everybody else is doing it. This isn't fair. I love brownies and they're having brownies. There's these brownies and they just offered them to me. I want that. Take yourself beyond that moment. Take yourself to what happens afterwards. What you're really, truly missing out on if you make that choice. What you really, truly want. You really, truly don't want a brownie in the long term. You want to feel awesome about yourself. And sometimes that requires saying, no, thank you, not now. And we do this really well in other areas of our life, right? When the alarm goes off in the morning and we want to stay in bed, we think, oh, I'm tired. I really want to go back to sleep. But we take ourselves beyond that moment and we realize, if I stay in bed and I don't show up for work, I could lose my job. So we get up and we go to work. We focus on the long game, right? And we have to do that when it comes to food. We have to employ that same strategy and thoughtfulness about what we really want and what the long-term impact of our choices is. So let's talk about negativity. And this is so huge and so pervasive. And I have to say, when you start to be more positive, it will become painfully obvious to you just how negative most other people are. It will stand out to you and you'll think, oh God, I hope I didn't used to sound like that. Fear of missing out is part of negativity, because with fear of missing out, you are focused on lack instead of abundance. Right? You're not focused on being grateful for your path. You're focused on lack instead of abundance. And that is a form of negativity. Because negativity is focusing on what you can't have or what you don't want, what you can't do, why it's not fair, why it's so hard, how often you failed, right? What you want but think you can't or shouldn't have, and how long it's going to take, blah, 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 negative, right? And in addition, in addition to being a little bit, quite frankly, annoying and certainly not fun to be around, here's the big thing. It doesn't help. The negativity doesn't work. It doesn't move you towards your goals. In fact, it does the opposite. It keeps you stuck. It keeps you resentful, and you don't make progress towards your goals when you're resenting your reality. And how about a little perspective? And I know I talk about perspective a lot in this podcast, but I think it's really underrated. How fortunate we are to have something in our lives that we don't like and have the ability to change. There are many things we can't change, right? There are many challenges that are not changeable. Losing a limb, getting an incurable health diagnosis, losing one of your senses, like your sight or your hearing or your speech. Dude, you can change your physical shape. So how about practicing gratitude and perspective? You can change your emotional shape. You can burn fat. Is it easy? No, it's not easy, but that's not the point. You can change it. So how about focusing on how freaking fortunate you are to be able to make those changes, to be healthy enough, to be capable enough? How about focusing on all the amazing things that will open up in your life when you do that? It's kind of like when I was getting out of debt, right? I so easily, and sometimes did, like so easily could have focused on how much it sucked to have so much debt and how it wasn't fair and all the things I couldn't do that other people could do. But that wouldn't have helped at all. Or I could focus on opportunity, the potential, and what I stood to gain from consistency and persistence. And it's no different with fat loss. What you focus on, you feel. If you focus on why it's hard and why you can't do it, that's what you will feel, and that will impact your choices. If you focus on how fortunate you are to have the power and the ability to make changes to your body, if you focus on how amazing you will feel when you do this, how amazing you will feel when this consistency and this persistence is a habit because you did the work day in and day out, you will feel motivated and focused and inspired, and that will influence your choices. And you can pick your perspective, but the negativity isn't serving you, and the fear of missing out is a lie because it's momentary. It is not long term. It is not long term. So I know this was a little bit of a shorter episode, and okay, part of that was the football game, right? Part of it. But I think the other part of it, in all seriousness, I mean, I'm kind of kidding about the football game, but kind of not. In all seriousness, this is so major. This fear of missing out, we have to acknowledge, is just not true. If we only stay in the moment, we can't get anywhere. If every day when the alarm went off, if we just made decisions based on that moment, I'm still tired, we wouldn't do anything. We would lose friends because we would miss out on obligations. We would lose our job because we wouldn't show up. We would always be late and people would resent that. And we would always feel stressed and like we were running behind. We don't run our lives that way. So why do we make our food choices that way? Do you know how much better it is on the other side of feeling ruled by food and cravings and social situations? That fear of missing out is a lie. Because what you're really missing out on is the life that you are capable of leading. So I'm really going to challenge you when you experience this sort of pouty little kid, it's not fair, this is what I want, yada, yada, yada. Remind yourself, that's not real. What you're really missing out on is happiness and confidence. Is it easy? No. But it also doesn't require perfection. So please surrender the pursuit of perfection. You do not have to make the best choice. You do not have to make the best choice. You just have to make a better choice than the choice you made yesterday, period. And you do not have to think about the forever plan. You just have to go for today. You just have to go for today. So do what makes you feel great. Not in the moment, but for the day, for the goal, for what you want, right? It's not about the 20 seconds of pleasure. It's about how you feel at the end of the day when you're laying in bed. You want to have that feeling of, I did it today. I am making progress. I am making better choices, and I am in control of this because you are. Because you are, and fear of missing out is so misleading. It's a lie. You are not missing out on all these things that you've had a million times before. How about the thing you've never had? The confidence, the peace of mind, the freedom from food obsession. That's what you're missing out on. And the negativity isn't gonna get you anywhere. So let's wrap up with what I ate yesterday. Like I said, I'm doing a lot of traveling. So this is what I had yesterday. Yesterday I had a whole bunch of coffee in the morning, and then I had some hormone-free Greek yogurt. I made a trek to a local grocery store, and then I had two small oysters and a wedge salad. And then a little bit after that, I had a burger without the bun. And on the burger, it was a beef burger, and it had avocado and caramelized onions. So that is what I ate on the road. Lots of coffee in between there, lots of water in between there. Never perfection, but always progress, always making it work. So we will be back in a couple more days with another episode. I hope you enjoyed this one. If you have questions, if you feel stuck, if there is a topic you want to hear about, if there is a way that I can support or encourage you in any way, please do not hesitate. Honest to God, I don't do this for anything other than helping you, because I know how painful the struggle is. So if you are struggling, if you feel stuck, if you feel like you don't know the first step to take, email me. Get on the VIP email list, head over to Primal Potential. You just pop in your first name and your email address. Gives you direct access to my inbox. I want to hear from you. I want to help you. Whether it's one-on-one, whether it's answering your question on the podcast, whatever way I can help you, that's what I want to do, because this struggle is not required. You do not have to struggle with this anymore. We can create food freedom for you. We can create a place where you feel great about your body and your health and your energy, and I want to help you do that. So until then, hang tight, shoot me an email, and we'll be back in a couple of days. Go Patriots. See you later.